Good morning, fellow Soulrunners, and welcome. A little bit later this morning, because I was forced to go and do something social, I met up with someone I hadn't met for 50 years, and so we, and her husband, so with Helen and Warwick, had a 2.5 hour morning tea. And also what's different is I decided to start today with no subject. Because that's what I do with the books, and I thought I'd just see what happens. Because whenever I'm doing any writing, which I do most days, I basically just sit down and say, okay, guys, what are we writing today? And whether that's a novel or a non-fiction or a poem or a song, and even I may not know what it is. I think I'm going to write the next chapter or something of a novel, and a song turns up, and that's fine. I just leave it to what kind of turns up, shall we say. And so I thought I'd try that today. Just do this. Just sit here and see what happens when I have nothing planned. And so on this planless day, I think it's important to remember that probably most of the plans that most of us have made haven't actually gone as per the plan. So what's the point of planning? Well, I mean, it certainly gives us a parameter and choices, and so it gives us an idea what our preferences are. However, going by the Course of Miracles, it says that it kind of gives us two ways of doing things, basically. And one is doing it in our own strength, is the phrase that the Course uses. Or the other is doing it through spirit, through the power of spirit. And when I think of how small I am compared to how big God, universe, spirit, whatever we call it, how big that is, and how more encompassingly knowing that is, more than this little being here, it just seems much more healthy to just, if you like, give up, give in to that which is bigger than us. And so I try that once in a while. And I'll tell this little story. I just remembered it. About 20-something years ago, I was going into town, and I had three things to do, and I was going to do it logically. So I had to go to the post office, which was, so I, first of all, I would drive up the road. I'd go past Anne's shop, but her shop was on the left-hand side. So I'd drive past that, go up to the post office, which I had to do something there, which is on the left-hand side, and I'm driving on the left. And then I'd cross over the road to a shoe shop, had to do something with shoes, and then on the way back down, I would drop into Anne's shop. And so that was my logic. But somehow, as I was approaching Anne's shop, coming up the hill, and her shop was just up there on the right, this voice, it wasn't a voice, I can't say it was, you know, saying things, but it's more an impression, I suppose. It just said, just drop into Anne's shop. Just stop into Anne's shop. Just go into Anne's shop. And it kept just like quietly, just do the illogical thing, if you like. I thought, okay. So I got up the top, crossed over the road, and parked by Anne's shop. Ended up chatting to her. She had a health food shop, and I got some things and met some other people. And two of the people I met in there, I was just chatting away, and I'm saying, I've now got to go to the post office. They said, oh, we're just going up to the post office. Do you want us to post the letter? Okay. And as it happened, the guy, and one of the, in that couple, said, oh, and then we're going to go across and pick up some shoes. I said, what, from that such and such a shoe shop? They said, yeah. I said, I was going to go to the post office and then go across to the shoe shop. And they said, well, we can do it for you if you like. So they took my letter, whatever it was, to the post office. They took my shoes. And all I needed to do was drop into Anne's shop, then go straight home again. And so sometimes logic is fine. It has its use. Planning, logic, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's a really good idea just to give in to the illogic. And that's what I'm doing today. So I started with a definite plan of having no plan, whatever's going to turn up today. And of course, now I think about it, it's logical when you turn up with no plan, that's what you talk about, having no plan. So I invite you to, and we do it all the time. I'm going to go out and prune the roses, and then I will mow the lawn, and then I will do this and that, and then I will, you know. And then sometimes we get out there, and when we stop and listen, something else says, how about we do something else? And when we give into that, somehow everything else kind of flows nicely. And it's very easy to do the logical thing because it looks right and it feels right and it seems like should do this. But I know that when I do the thing that kind of comes from nowhere, if you like, that not always logical, but often it is illogical that I should go into Ann shop first because then I have to cross the road again and go. But sometimes it's illogical. When I do that which I hadn't planned, so often it feels easier. It feels nicer. It feels lighter. And when I'm doing that which feels lighter or easier, I do that better. And then there might be a time, so maybe today I should be mowing the lawns. And in 3 days' time, it'll be time to prune the roses or whatever the different jobs are. And it usually works out. In fact, it always works out. There's no qualifying there. It always works out. And that's in the little things, in the big things, in all things. So the Course in Miracles suggests that we don't do things in our own strength. We don't try and do our life in our way without any help. We do it with the strength of the bigger strength, of the, what it calls the Holy Spirit. And we can call that whatever we like, universe, universal, I don't know, stuff. That which we know is bigger. So we do have a choice, using our own strength or using, if you like, the strength and the bigger knowing of that which is bigger. So, that's it. Nice and short, Lynn. I'm trying to keep these short so I don't keep breaking my promises about making longer ones. And so I wish you a planless, pointless day. A day that just happens from one thing to another without having a point to it. Just allow the doing. And then another doing. And then another doing. And whatever comes to you in each moment. That is what I wish for you. And bless you.